The world has undergone many changes throughout the ages. The geography of a location affects the psychology of the people. If you take the geography of places where mountains have been for many millennia, and through the ages have worn from great peaks to small mountains, such as the southern mountains in the United States, some places in India, different areas of the world where the land is very old. It has been active, dynamic, and then the weather, the forces of nature, water, wind, and weather have worn the land down to gentle hills or to softer mountains that are not nearly as high. Those lands have a great deal of stability. They have a great deal of history. And that calmness will affect the people, the animals, the plants that grow in that region. And generally, the life will be a little slower. There will be more calmness and peace, less dynamic change, because the land supports just being. Being peaceful. The energies of the earth affect the living beings who are part of the earth. In the same way, when people live in newly formed land that has recently had volcanic eruptions, recently had earthquakes, where the land is not yet stable. It's still, the mountains are still rising, such as the Pacific Rim. Then the energies from the earth in those areas is very dynamic and not entirely stable. And so it affects the culture of the people. It affects the animals, the plants. Everything is affected because there is a certain instability. Life can be wiped out in an instant because of the growth and change of the land. But there is a dynamism with such land. The energy of the land is dynamic, and that brings dynamism to the society. It brings more of a tendency in people to want to be active, as opposed to the peace and calm of ancient lands. And so there is a difference in the energetics that the land itself provides. The earth is a living being. To think of it otherwise is to misunderstand it. Rocks, though they are dominated by tamas, they are still living substance. They are the body of the Mother Earth. But your body is also the body of the Mother Earth. All living beings upon the earth are part of the earth. The bodies come from the earth. They return to dust. They return to earth. So the bodies of those beings who are incarnate on this planet are a part of the planet itself. They are part of the life force of this dynamic process. So it cannot be said that the people are separate from the land. No. All living beings are the progeny of Mother Earth. She is a living being. And her forms are not only rock and water. Her forms are plants, animals, and human. Human beings are at the apex of her evolution, but they are not disconnected from her. You're as a physical entity in this world. You are a part of this world. And as the world grows and changes, it is one whole growing and changing. Human beings are not cut off, as they think they are, from the influences of the rest of the planet. Where the planet is ancient, where the rocks have subsided, and the energies of the earth are calm, it will impact the psyche of people. Where they are dynamic, it will impact the psyche of people. Where they are fluid in the oceans, it will impact the psyche of people. You are connected physically to this world, but you are also connected to the psychic flow of this planet. You are part of the evolutionary flow of the planet. You are the child of Mother Earth. Spiritually, soul-wise, it may be different, but for your physical form, you live in this on this planet, and you are the apex of evolution. Human beings are the apex of evolution of living beings, of the earth itself. You are the earth's way of evolving. The life of the earth evolves. Based in the deep in the core of the earth, in the activity deep in the earth, there is the development of microvita. This small energies of life. And because that is in the planet, because this is a living being, it expresses in the multitude of life that forms on the planet and keeps the life going, evolving, because the earth is alive. If the earth were dead, all life would be gone from this planet. It could not survive. So the planet is a living being, and you are part of the life of that planet. A living, evolving being, of which you are the evolution. Like all beings, the earth is evolving from a state of physicality to a subtlety. It has a calling towards the cosmic nucleus, towards Purushottama. That living being is drawn to move towards the great. And so as it does, it evolves subtler and subtler life forms. As the earth evolves, the continents change, the mountains rise, the mountains get washed down, the types of living beings change and change again, always evolving to more consciousness, more subtle spiritual awareness, because there is the draw of the cosmic nucleus upon the planet itself. It draws all life to it. The entire cosmos lies within the consciousness of the infinite. Paramapurusha is everywhere. And so you cannot say that life exists apart from consciousness. If there is no awareness, there is no life. Even in death, that which is dissolving back into the basic elements is a part of the cycle of life. Without conscious awareness, there is no ability to perceive, to know existence. When that conscious awareness is contracted by tamaguna, a kind of sleep occurs. And so the rocks and the earth, the dirt, they are in a kind of sleep, a stupor caused by the dominance of tamaguna in the elemental factors. But as the earth finds opportunity to grow in through the formation of plants, of animals, and human beings, that tamas gets replaced by the increase in rajas and in sattva. And the awareness awakens from the slumber. It is always there, even when bound in tamas. But it is unexpressed. And when rajas and sattva awaken, that awareness becomes known. And the more sattva, the more consciousness, the more aware of the knower. In that awareness of the knower of your existence, you have the conscious ability to become awakened, to awaken to awareness of essential being, of Paramapurusha. in that awareness of essential being, there is a knowingness that is vast. All existence lies within this knowingness. When that is focused on knowing your existence, that is the Atman, the knower of your existence. When you become aware that there is within you a knower witnessing, being always aware, you begin to touch that Atman, the one who knows that you exist. That knower is beyond the bounds of time and space. When witnessing your existence, time, space, and person come into being. In this relative reality, but in the non-dual essence of existence, there is only the infinite. All that appears as many is all of the same substance, bound by the elementals, forces, and the gunas, appearing to be different substances. Fire, water, earth, space, air, elemental forces, appearing to be mountains, seas, planets, stars, a vast galaxy. All within the mind of the infinite, all within the consciousness of Parama Purusha, all within this conscious, intelligent awareness. Changing, but never changed. Forming, but always unformed. Living and dying, but never changing. So that which appears created is in fact eternal, infinite being. Taking the appearances of all of this created universe, going through the changes where the vital force of living suns creates living planets, and living planets grow towards the infinite, changing forms and forms and forms until awareness awakens of the nature of the self. Eternal, pure, infinite. This is the true nature of your being, the self of yourself. Immortal, undying, eternal essence. You are unchanging, immortal being, bound in the dance of creation. Dance in that dance, but know your own nature. Remain ever established in your immortal self. All right.